Good morning. More wet weather during the overnight period across most of interior New York and New England as a warm front pushes into the region. Out ahead of the front, the rain will continue across northern New York and central and northern parts of New England for a while longer, while we begin a drying trend from about I-90 and point south. A bit of a break in the action for most places south of I-90 and maybe a few hints of sunshine through the mid-morning hours. This will allow temperatures to climb off our morning lows in the 50s to around 60, up through the 60s and into the lower to mid-70s where we do get a little sun. Where the clouds hang on, thick at times, and some showers persist, readings will stay in the upper 50s to middle 60s. As we get through the afternoon hours, a low pressure wave will come back into the region from the west, and this will produce more scattered showers and even a chance of thunderstorms by late in the day, and this will persist into the early part of the evening. The whole system will clear through overnight tonight, still plenty of clouds around and a couple of showers. The wind picks up out of the northwest to begin that drying trend as lows drop back into the 50s. Tomorrow, we'll enjoy a little bit more in the way of sunshine, mixed with plenty of clouds, though. Still the risk of a shower, but a northwest breeze will keep it comfortably mild, with highs in the lower 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where a fast-moving low-pressure wave will push through the jet stream flow across the northern tier of states and Great Lakes and into our region as we head into the day on Thursday. This bundle of energy will have a decent amount of moisture with it, so a solid period of rain likely on Thursday, especially from I-90 point south, maybe even some thunderstorms with heavy rain, and highs will stay in the 60s. As this system clears through on Friday, still the risk of a shower, otherwise partly sunny with highs around 70. And finally, high pressure will bring us a completely dry day on Saturday to start the weekend. We'll call for mostly sunny skies and low humidity with highs in the lower to middle 70s. A couple of more weak disturbances will pass through on Sunday and Monday as we introduce a chance of showers back into the forecast. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southeastern Montana and northeastern Wyoming eastward across South Dakota and Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and Indiana. Strong heating will occur along and west of a surface trough from southern Montana into South Dakota and Nebraska. Meanwhile, easterly low-level flow will maintain an axis of high dew points across southern South Dakota and northern Nebraska, with upslope flow across the Black Hills and into southeastern Montana, and with cooling aloft, strong instability will result. Deep layer shear will be very favorable for large hail and eventually damaging winds with a forward-propagating mesoscale convective system. Significant hail is likely with supercells across much of southwestern South Dakota and northwestern Nebraska. The mesoscale convective system is expected to travel eastward across South Dakota and northern Nebraska into southern Minnesota and northern Iowa overnight with a damaging wind and hail threat. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Aviano U.S. Air Force Base in Italy at 8:15 a.m. yesterday. The last report of hail is at Kenora, Ontario, Canada at 9 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, we have 1/16th of a mile visibility in rain and fog, 37 degrees with a southeast wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and fog, 59 degrees with a dew point of 57, humidity 94%, the wind out of the south at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.74 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 31 at Olney, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms near 80. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 54. The average temperature 60, that's 6 degrees below normal. We had 81 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 2.48 inches, which is 1.18 inches above normal, and 17.22 inches of rain for the year, which is 1.14 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today is 77 degrees, the average low 55. The record high 94 set in 1947, and the record low 36 in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm. Highs in the 60s, though, staying in the 50s across the mountains. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy skies with a few showers this morning and more showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 60s. A few showers tonight, otherwise cloudy and breezy, with lows back into the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight, lows in the middle 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Showers early this morning, then a dry period. More showers, perhaps a thunderstorm this afternoon. High temperatures will be near 70. We'll have scattered showers tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, with lows back into the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still a risk of a shower, breezy, comfortably mild, lower 70s, good chance of rain on Thursday, maybe some heavy rain in the 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a passing shower Friday around 70, mostly sunny Saturday in the mid-70s, and a chance of a shower on Sunday and Monday with highs both days in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.